Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Saavedra, Director of the Comlock Center in Claremont, California, and your co-hosts tonight are Dr. Betty Kovach, author of The Miracle of Death, There is Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That is Changing the World, as well as Forever Family Foundation certified medium Janet Mayer, who is author of Spirits, They Are Present. We are grateful that you are present. We're looking forward to having many of you call in and share your stories as you did the last time we were all together, because everyone has a story to share. Many people have experiences that defy mainstream thinking, and we are grateful that you are here to join us as we explore the types of experiences that people can have, what they mean, and how we can integrate them into our daily lives. So welcome to tonight's show.
Do you want to give the telephone number?
The call-in numbers, if you would like to call, or I should say when you decide to call, and we're hoping you find the courage sooner rather than later because the hour goes pretty fast. There are two call-in lines, 1-888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831.
Okay, you know, when Kim read that this evening about how we can integrate all of these experiences that we're talking about into our daily lives is really a serious issue. I've been thinking lately how many people I talk with who do know, they do know so many of these things that are happening. But I wonder how many of us really know that there is enough evidence now to say that without question, consciousness continues after the death of the body. So many people are writing about that. And we have quantum physics, which is, as Paul Levy has said, it's the collective dream of our species to heal ourselves, to finally have a science which can help us to scientifically understand a universe that we have denied for so many hundreds of years. And for instance, we have so many millions of experiences of near death that have been written about and have been considered certainly authentic. We have after-death communication. We have reincarnation. 50 years ago, we didn't have the evidence we have today in this country, in the Western world, of the actual evidence for reincarnation. We do now. And of course, there are many dream visitations that people have. There's EVP. And there's so many other types of anecdotal experiences, we might say. And I just read a couple of weeks ago a book that's not out yet, but it will be coming out, and I want you to be looking for it, and it will be announced, I'm sure, by Forever Family Foundation, because he has done so much with the foundation. It's Piero Calvi Partasetti, a medical doctor, and his new book is Step Into the Light, Transform Your Fear of Death by Learning About Life After Life. And the book is wonderful. I'll have more to say about it at another time. But he gives so many types of evidence that by the time you get through reading the book, you just simply know this evidence is substantial. So I think that if we really think about, okay, I've had these experiences, how do they change my life? And how do I integrate it into my daily life? I think that's something we really need to think more about, because if it really is integrated into our lives, we will have a different worldview, and which is changing. Many people already have it. But I think we can change the way our society works in substantial ways if we really begin to to integrate these experiences into a worldview that we can stand by and absolutely know, yes, this does exist. And what does that mean for me on a daily basis? But I think, Janet, do you have something you want to add if while we're waiting for someone to call in and tell us their experience?
Sure. And good evening, everyone. I totally agree with you, Betty. I think I'm looking forward to reading that book. That's going to be great. I think, as you were saying too, I think that if everyone just kind of starts beginning to, you know, they commit to changing the narrative that they can have this, you know, conversation with their loved ones who are on the other side. And this is really it,
to change
it
the conversation that they have. And Janet, hold your thought because someone is calling in.
We have a caller
sure.
on the line.
Good evening.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, good evening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Would you like to share an experience or?
I would. I have so many about my beautiful late husband, but the first time I ever had a real sign was from my father who passed away 7 years ago. When I was a young girl in the 1970s, my father came home one day and he gave me a t-shirt. The t-shirt was from a brand new television show that was really, really wild and hot. Everyone in school was going crazy over it. My father came home with a t-shirt with the two television stars on it, and I wore it to school, and everyone went crazy because I was the first one to have it. It was a red t-shirt, and I was so close with my father, and he was so thoughtful. Well, fast forward 38 years later, of course, my parents had moved and everything, and the shirt was long gone. 38 years later, my father passed away 7 years ago. And a friend of mine said, when I think of your father, I always think about how thoughtful he was. And you told us a story about the red shirt with the two television stars on it. She goes, oh, don't you wish you still had that? And I says, oh, my Lord, that was 38 years ago. You know, I'm married with children. And my father passed away, and my car was in the shop, and somebody gave me a ride to my mother's house. And my mother said to me, why don't you take Dad's car home? Because I'm not going to drive it. Took the car home, opened up the trunk, and my father had stocked up on rock salt. We live in Massachusetts and, you know, snowy winters. And my mother said, well, I'm not going to use that. You take it. So my husband and I emptied my father's trunk out. There was absolutely nothing in the trunk. We took all the rock salt so that the trunk was nice and clean, nothing. I went to the store the next day thinking about my father, thinking about that red shirt because someone had mentioned it. And I came out of the grocery store and I opened up the trunk and I saw something, fabric, red, folded neatly in the trunk. The trunk that had been completely empty. And I said to myself, oh my goodness. And I picked it up and it was the red t-shirt. My father had
been Oh my God.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Just like, how could that happen? You know, it won't happen by the art side, by the old science, for sure. I love that.
I know. It was absolutely incredible. And I wasn't even surprised because I believed so strongly. Brought it home and told my husband. And he said to me, that trunk was empty. And I said, look it. And the shirt, I have it. And it was just a miracle. A miracle
oh,
for my father.
That
shirt was there. That's wonderful.
Well, Carol, did you have an experience with your husband that you mentioned you had several?
So many. So my husband was my life, my soulmate. We were married for, I don't want to get emotional. He died 16 months ago. Mm. So many signs. This is the most incredible one. One of my sons was working in a restaurant, and it was Christmas time because my husband passed right before Christmas. And a woman came into the restaurant. My son was the cook, and said, "I need to speak to the cook." And the waitress said, oh, "You haven't even eaten them." She goes, "I need to speak to the cook." And she said, "Okay," and she ran in and got my son, and she said, "Somebody says they have to speak to you." So my son came out and he was, you know, polite, and he said, can I help you? And she said, I have a message from your father. And she said, you just lost your father, didn't you? And he said, yes, he died last week. She said, he has a message for you. And she goes, I'm a medium. And my son, who, you know, he's a young kid, kind of a millennial, doesn't believe in anything that's not on the internet, said politely, okay, what is it? And she said, you had a conversation with your father about 5 or 6 years ago about death. She goes, and no one else was in the room. And I didn't know about this. And my son said, Mom, I did. And she said, you asked your father, do you believe in the afterlife? And your father said, and that was my husband, no. Oh, BS, no. You go. And my son said, is that really how you feel, Dad? And my husband was just, he goes, well, I wish I could say otherwise. He goes, I'll tell you what. When I die and I find out I'm wrong, you'll be the first one I come back to. She repeated that conversation, and my son said, Mom, because I didn't know about it, he goes, word for word, that was the conversation I had with Dad. She went on to tell him, she said, and your mother's deep in grief. He said, that's true. And she goes, I feel so much love from him. She said, but he has a special gift for her. He said, your sister just had a little baby boy, didn't she? Our grandson was 6 months old when my husband died suddenly. And she said, I have a surprise for you from your father. A year from now, you're going to find out, your mom's going to find out your sister's having a little baby girl. A year to the day, my daughter, he came and told my daughter, and she said, yeah, right, like that's going to happen. She goes, I just had a baby. A year to the day, it was December 18th, I'll never forget, it was a year to the day. My daughter woke me up and with her baby, who was now a year and a half, and she said, guess what? She says, you're going to be a grandmother again. And I said to myself, and it's going to be a girl. It's going to be a girl. And about a month or two later, my daughter had a blood test. And she said, Mom, I said, it's a girl, isn't it? She said, yes. And I said, I knew it because your father said
that's
it's
amazing.
Going to be
and your
that.
Son, I mean, mm-hmm. that must have been quite an experience for him. That will, I'm sure, change the way he looks at the world, won't it?
Right.
Oh, he's a believer now. That's
good.
Oh,
beautiful. Those are incredible stories, Carol.
Yeah.
I love them, and I thank you for sharing them with us. I mean, both of them are just, all three of them are great stories.
Yeah, I bet a lot of our listeners are wondering, what restaurant is that?
Thank you very much for calling in, Carol. We really appreciate it.
Beautiful,
beautiful stories.
Life does go on.
Thank you.
Oh, and beautifully so.
Yes. Now, we have another caller on the line, Diane. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I lost the love of my life back in January. And every time I was able to see him, I would beg him not to leave me. And he never broke a promise to me. And they had moved him into a rehab, and I wasn't allowed to see him because of COVID. But I wrangled my way in one day on a Tuesday, and I said, I said, I need to tell him something. I said, you need to let me see him. This is really important. So I must have looked pathetic, and they just, you know, they let me in. And when I got in to see him, I said to him, I just want you to know that it's okay if you need to leave. I said, I don't want to hold you here. I said, it's not fair. And he just looked at me for a minute, and then he said to me, are we going to be together forever? And I said, yes. I said, we are. And he goes, but how? I said, remember we talked about this? I said, whoever went first, the other would be there to meet them. And he said to me, how am I going to know how to get there? And I said, your brother Richie will come get you. His brother had died back in 1984. And so he said, oh. So I left him. I came back the next day. But I was only allowed a window visit, but I went to the window and I looked at him and he was glowing from like the inside out. There was a glow about him, like an aura, and he looked beautiful. He had the most amazingly beautiful smile I have ever seen. And I actually said out loud, "Joey, you look beautiful," you know, and I stood by the window and he, you know, blew me kisses, told me he loved me. I told him I loved him. I patted the window and I got back in the car, and the next day was his brother Richie's birthday. And I said, "That's when he's going. He's going to go tomorrow." So at 12:20 that morning, the next morning, I got a phone call that he'd passed. And I was like, okay. He looked so peaceful and happy when, you know, I was miserable and just devastated because I just didn't want him to leave me.
Well,
but
of course.
I felt so good that he looked peaceful the night before that I saw him, and he looked like he was ready to go. Even though that was not my choice.
No.
So I was driving, I had to pick my granddaughter up and drop her off at the train station. And on the way back from the train station, I was sitting in the car and I stopped at a light and I glanced over at the side street and there was a fuel oil truck and it said Anchor on it, Anchor Fuel. Now I've lived in this town my whole life. I've never seen that fuel oil truck anywhere. And then I'm thinking, he grew up on Anchor Avenue. And his brother was killed in a collision with a fuel oil truck.
Oh, wow.
I believe with everything I have that he was letting me know that they were together.
I think so, too.
Oh, that's incredible. I
was amazed. You know, he has been, you know, I mean, I've been going through just the worst period of my life, you know, missing him every single day, trying to learn how to live without him. But he gives me signs, and I try not to be so selfish, but we had a word that we made up. We would say, "I love you in Phineas." And I kept saying to somebody, "If I hear that word, I'll know it's him. That's the only way I'm going to know it's him." So I had a friend that I've known for 40 years who has never met Joey, ever. He never met him, never saw a picture of him, nothing. And he called me and he said, "I had a dream about Joe last night." And I said, "How could you dream about him? You don't even know what he looks like." So he goes, "Diane, he came to me and he said, I love her infinitely." And I said, "He didn't say infinitely. I said, he said in Phineas. I said, you would only understand infinitely, but I know that he meant in Phineas."
In Phineas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so,
well.
And, I mean, this is a man who's they've never met. So, and why would he? I mean, no one ever says that.
Oh, no. That's wonderful. That's really to the point.
It's not dismissible.
Exactly.
No, it's not dismissible. That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
it's not
you know, it's
that
those things that make us not only give us a ability to live, but even to live with joy, you know, when we get those kinds of communications.
Exactly. You know,
right.
It's just, it's amazing, just the little silly things, you know. He had a habit of when he was driving my car, I keep everything on automatic, so the lights go on and all of that. He used to take everything off automatic. You know, and I got in my car one day, drove to work, got back in my car, drove home for lunch, got back in my car, drove back to work. Then I went to the supermarket after work. And when I got to the supermarket parking lot, I went to get out of my car and it started beeping. And I'm like, what the heck? It was turned off auto. It was, the lights were turned on, but there was turned off auto. And I never touched it. So I'm like, okay, thanks, you know. But he songs on the radio every day. He sends me a song on the radio every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I
so
have
you,
a very short commute to work.
With a lot of signs. That's
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely. I tell him every day if I didn't wake up in the morning, I'm okay with that because I want to be with him. But I will stay here as long as God wants me to be here, and I will try to live my life without him, which has not been easy, but if he keeps communicating with me like this, I'll be fine.
And you know, it is true, I think, that when we do live longer than someone we've loved for a lifetime, there are reasons, of course, why we need to be here. And why, even though we're without that person or other persons that we've loved so long and our life has been so entwined with, is that it makes it possible. And there's a reason why we need to be here. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, and as Janet was talking about earlier, too, that it changes our narrative, doesn't it? As we integrate these experiences into our lives, we know that we are infinite and eternal,
yes,
and that that love is infinite. So it's
right. That's true. We just have to find out who we are.
There's a reason for us, a purpose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just have to find out who we are. You know, I don't know me without him. You know,
yeah,
I have to reinvent me.
That's the truth. When
right.
you've lived
yeah.
with someone that long, and that's a very important meaning for us as we survive those we love, is to learning how to live in a very different way. Yeah.
And you can go back to those experiences.
Yeah.
And those signs, and they're always with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that we have
plentifully.
I kind of thank God we have to wear a mask because I talk to him all the time, and I don't want people to think I'm crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing
thank you
that.
For sharing.
I mean, those are, and we just, we wish you well.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. As long as he's with me, I'll be fine. Thank you so much.
And he's
thank
obviously
you.
There with you.
Yes, he is.
That.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, all right, bye-bye.
Great.
Well, you know, do you have a caller? Or...
No.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I wanted to say something real quick with when she was talking about Richie and, you know, him, her husband passing on his birthday and how she wanted, they, you know, it was kind of, you know, he must have gotten a sign also from him the day before when he was glowing and that energy was around him and he knew it, you know, probably in some way on some level. And I feel like she probably knew that as well, too, just by looking at him and seeing him glow, feeling that energy. And, you know, she gets to carry that with him, you know, with her now. And the other interesting thing is, you know, with all of these signs that she's getting, you know, something I suggest to people, too, is, you know, start writing them down in some little book or a journal or something. And you can go back to them when you're having a difficult day and look over them and read them and remind yourself that, you know, your loved one is around you and they are there and they're giving you signs and you don't have to get a sign every day. You know, it's, I always kind of think like maybe they're busy too, you know, that's what I always think. It's like,
so, but
I'm sure they want to come through.
Writing them down because I think I remember things, but I have, when I'm cleaning out a drawer, sometimes I'll find a note that I didn't put in the notebook and I have forgotten it. And same with looking at the notebook. So you're absolutely right, Janet. We must put these things down. And then we also make connections that after we've had a lot of these experiences, we begin to see they're almost like pieces sometimes to a puzzle. So yeah, I'm sure that both Carol and Diane are writing them down, but.
Well, you want to hear something funny about all this that's really interesting is I have two names that I had written down on my paper that Carol, which is my mom's name, and I always say, you know, hey, if you want to give me a sign during the show, feel free. And that was like the first caller. And then I had Diane because I was going to maybe share a story from Diane Archangel.
Oh, how funny, both Carol and Diane.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, that is so good, Janet. Thank you for that.
I think that just shows you that, you know, things work. And when we pay attention, there's this process going on in the background that we don't always know how it's working, but we trust that it's going to work, you know, in the way it's supposed to. And, you know, and there was something, too, I was going to say about when Carol was talking, you know, with the T-shirt. And there's probably some listeners thinking, oh, that couldn't happen. Well, I totally believe and know it can happen because I've had some of my own interesting experiences like that where, you know, something does happen and you think, That couldn't have happened. That just couldn't have happened. But you know it did. And so, you know, I give her 100% kudos for sharing that story tonight because I want people to know, too, that something like this can happen. And I think that's important that we're having this because, you know, it helps other people who are grieving and going through this to also understand that, you know, they're going to get their own signs, and who knows what that is, you know, and it's going to be individual, and it could be a symbol. It could be, you know, I was doing something this morning, and these two birds landed on my windowsill, and they were there for like probably a minute, but it was really kind of cute because they were both cardinals, and I thought, who's stopping in? You know?
Oh, that's great.
That's nice. And Janet, I always think it's important, the message that you have taught, that we need to be grateful and say thank you to those who are making the effort and getting through with signs and other ways of communicating with us through people.
Oh,
or,
well, definitely. I mean, because, you know, how many times, you know, everybody, when you think about it, you're always asking your loved one, you know, you're like, can you please give me a sign? Just, you know, show me something. Do this. Well, you know, if you don't acknowledge it to them, they're not always sure you're receiving what you should be receiving. It's kind of like I say when somebody comes to your door and they knock or they ring the bell, if you don't answer and they have something important for you, they're going to keep coming back. So just open the door. Just, you know, allow them to come in. And, you know,
so
and just say, hey, thank you for stopping by, and I appreciate you trying, even if, you know, even if you feel like you kind of got a message but you're not real sure, just go with it. Stay open. It's going to keep coming.
That's so great. That's so great. We have Elizabeth on the line with us. Welcome, Elizabeth. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. So,
my daughter
passed, 3 years ago. And, the one thing that has been very obvious to the whole family has been that, we actually play a game with her, and it's with the 11s and the clock. And so we will see 11s 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. And it's my granddaughter, who's 11, my husband, my daughter, her older sister, and myself. And so then we will text each other, and we'll play this game. The other thing has been is when there's anything really significant going on in any of our lives, we'll start to see 11s, like, right at that very moment. So we feel that that is a very strong message coming from her, that she's right here with us.
Definitely, definitely. And that's, I always look at the 11 sign, is, I just always feel like 11 is a very spiritual sign anyway. So to me, I think that's really cool. And I think that's great that, like you said, you even kind of play this game. It's like you're keeping her involved with you throughout your life, and she's, you know, she's responding back, which that's exactly what I said. When you, you know, open the door and you let them come in, they keep coming, you know, and that's a really cool
right.
thing. Wow,
and,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's been actually really good for us. I mean, we went from feeling a lot of grief, and now we're just sad. This is our third year, so now we're at a place of sadness and missing her. But that just gives us a lot of hope. I've had two very significant dreams where she's come to me. One, she came and she talked to me, and she told me, Mom, you have to understand, I had to go. And I understand that. I get that. She was holding a little girl's hand, and I don't know what that means. But, and then the other one was, she was in a parking lot. My husband and I come walking out with the groceries, and she's standing there with the door open, and she comes around and she hugs me. And the morning when I woke up, it was just so real and so significant, that hug, because she was one to always hug really deep and really long, and it was just such a good feeling that I was able to get a hug from her, and I truly believe I got a hug from her.
I'm sure you did. I believe it, too.
That is so important. You have to, that touch, that feeling that you can actually touch them and hug them and connect.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know the difference. Then
okay.
I dreamed about
yes.
her, and this was what was happening, and I got to see her, or I knew she was there.
Yes.
But to actually experience that embrace and feel it, like, in real.
Yes, I think one of the most, it was just a very powerful experience for me after my son died, is that we were having experiences with him, but it felt like I knew where his energy was, but my husband actually could see the image, and I did long for that. And then one morning, just before I woke up, I had a dream, and like you, it was so vivid, it was so real. And I was in the kitchen making breakfast, and he came in for breakfast. He was alive, and he had on this white Tibetan shirt that I had, but he took over because he liked it, and it was really for a man anyway. And I thought, well, when I hug him, my hands would just go through him like air. But no, he was solid and I was air. When he hugged me, it was like his arms went through me. And I looked at him and then I looked down at his shoes and he had on the old dirty Nikes. And I said, but I bought you a new pair before you left. And he said, am I real enough? He wanted to wear those dirty Nikes to say, am I real enough now? Because I kept saying I felt the energy, but I wanted to see him. So he came back with the dirty Nikes on. But it was just something that helped to heal me to know that I could hug him again.
Right.
That's awesome. The last thing I wanted to say is that I've been reading and listening to Laura Lynn Jackson's book, Signs. And so when our daughter Abby was little, we used to, from a distance, we'd go 1, 4, 3 with our hands. And that meant, I love you, 1, 4, 3. And so I asked specifically, okay, give me a sign. I want a sign. I want 1, 4, 3. And that was probably about 10 days ago. And about 4 days ago, my husband just called me out of the blue from work, and he said, I don't know why, but I'm supposed to tell you, I see 1:43 on the clock.
Oh, cute. Oh, that
That's wonderful.
So he got to experience your gift on delivery, too. That's great.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. Those
That's
are
great, Elizabeth. Thank you.
They're wonderful experiences.
They are.
Thank you very
and
much
I love
for
that.
Listening.
I love that, you know, her husband actually got the message for her, but it was really for both of them.
Yes,
right.
Yes, right.
That's great. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yep, I agree that it has been. I've only been listening to the Forever Friends Foundation for the last couple weeks, and I'm just so grateful to have found it again. It was for a reason I found it.
Oh, yeah, well, it is. It is.
It's a treasure trove.
Yes, it really is.
And that reminds me, I wanted to make sure to let the listeners know that Forever Family has an archive of their radio shows on their website. So you don't have to catch it live. You can always go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and Signs of Life Radio, and then you can locate the archives button.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so much to give,
they
so
do.
Many
They've
programs.
They've done such wonderful work. Of course, we want this to be live so that people like you, Elizabeth, can call and tell us these things. So thank you
I appreciate
so much.
It. Yeah. Thank you.
You
so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
The call-in numbers for this evening are 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. We have about 20 minutes left of tonight's show, and we invite you to call in and share your story, ask a question, anything that appeals to you related to these outside
right.
the mainstream experiences.
Yeah, and thinking about that red shirt again, Janet and Kim, mm-hmm. it's we just have to admit it's a miraculous universe we live in. And we've been taught for centuries that it isn't, and it is. And that red shirt is a miraculous incident, as well as all of the other experiences that our callers have told us about.
Right.
Is that we just, there's so many things possible that we were told was not possible.
Well, and you know, a big reminder is, and this is a perfect night for it, is, you know, your loved ones aren't in the past. You know, we feel like when they leave, you know, when they transition from here to, you know, where they're, wherever they are on the other side or right next to us, they're not in the past. They're still here in their own way. And if we just start in our own way connecting and communicating to them in whatever way we want to connect to them and, you know, individually, then I think that's something, you know, people can find a little bit of comfort in is it's not, you know, a lot of times people think, okay, it's stopped, but it really hasn't stopped. It's still there. There's mm-hmm. still movement going on. You know, they're still around us and their energy is around us. And I think these stories that we heard tonight is a perfect example, you know, especially like playing the game, the 11 game or asking for different signs. And
yes,
you don't have to do, you know, my thing is I still say, you know, you can't do it all day, every day because, you know, you have to live. That's why we're still here. That's why they're where they are. But the thing is that if we have a reminder of that they're not in the past and we can have a relationship, I think that's really important too.
Yeah, it opens us up. But I guess, Kim, you had something to say?
Two callers on the line for us now. The first one is Jane from Maryland. Welcome and thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I guess you turn the sound down because I can hear you on the TV, on the computer.
Oh.
Are you there?
Yes. Yes, we're here.
We're here. Okay. Okay. I'm talking on the phone. Is that what I should do or talk to the computer?
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yes, the phone
is great.
Yeah,
we hear you very well.
Okay. Well, my husband passed away in 2019. And, we were married a long time, second marriage. And, when he died, soon after, maybe the first week, I hear it over the computer. I looked at the ground and I was taking a walk with the dog. I'm gonna talk to the, turn off the computer.
Yes, maybe turn the computer down.
Okay. Whoa, okay, I'm sorry. I was taking a walk with the, I'm gonna leave the room. I was taking a walk with the dog and, I looked down, I was with a neighbor, and there was a quarter, a brand new quarter. I continued, and she was crying. She says, "Oh my gosh, that's Ed." And I, over the next couple of weeks, I found a dime, a nickel, and a penny. I never find any money. And then my, his daughter found a penny. And, you know, that's all. I haven't seen her, I haven't heard from him since. I have made an appointment with one of the Forever Family Foundation's medium, but it's going to be on the telephone. She doesn't do any in person or Zoom or FaceTime. And I want to communicate with him then. I have two questions. One is, how do I get more signs from him? And is it okay to do this by telephone?
It's totally okay to do it by telephone, for one, because that's how a lot of the Forever Family mediums, we all do by telephone. The other thing is that you just have to be open for signs. You can't be, you can't just say, okay, I expect a sign and that's it. You have to be open. You have to allow yourself to.
What does that look like?
Well, it's simply, telling yourself that, okay, I'm just going to be open and be aware and pay attention around me, but I'm not going to be expecting something around every corner. I'm just going to ask him for something personal. You know, you could ask for something that relates to the two of you. If there's something, you enjoyed together, something, you know, whatever that may be, you can just ask for something personal from him and say, if you can just give me a sign in whatever way, I will understand it. And then just kind of do that. And it helps, too, if you kind of take some of your own time to allow yourself to kind of go to your own place, whether that's, sitting in a certain room, listening to music, trying to meditate, if you want to pray, whatever you want to do, and try to, connect in that way as well. And try to just allow yourself to be open to what may come through. And you never know how it's going to happen, but you can't be saying, I want a sign, and then, go looking for it, because that's not the way it works. They want to come to you in their way. So you have to allow it to happen in their time and in their own way. And whether it takes, a week, a month, it could come in a dream. It could come, from a friend calling you and saying something. You might hear something. You might see something on TV or hear it on the radio. So there's all kinds of ways. Or you might be thinking of them and a light might flash. I mean, there could be tons of ways they can come through. The other side is they want to acknowledge and let you know that they're here. So they're going to try to come through in some way. But, you can't say, I don't ever get her. I want one now. It's like they're going to come in their own time. So you just stay open to however it needs to happen. And also you have to trust and you have to believe. You can't, if you start, saying, if you question everything, then it makes it harder because,
you know, that's kind of like if somebody's, you know, grilling you and you're constantly saying, well, no, I don't know if it's this, it could be that, it could be that, you're going to be missing it. But if you just allow yourself to relax, just allow yourself to pay attention and be open, that gives it a lot more opportunity and chances for you to, you know, to receive something. You could be driving in the car and you look in front of you and on the license plate there's a name. I mean, it could be something that simple. It could be, you know, it's going to happen in the way it's supposed to and the way it is meant to happen. So just, you know, have your trust in that and allow that to, you know, take place. Okay?
Okay. I guess it's because it happens. There's no time.
Right. There isn't. It's going to be on their own time. Exactly. It happens, and it really does happen in a way for you the way it's supposed to. And you might, you know, some people say, well, what if I miss it? I'm like, you're not going to miss it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, I know what I need to do.
You just need to be open, and you know, and I really believe that it will happen for you in its own time. And you know, that's the thing is everybody wants it now. Everybody wants it every day. And I understand that, you know, grief does it. You know, grief wants it brings us to that point of we want more, we want more, we want more. But you also have to understand that they're still who they are and they will come to you in their way, in your way, you know, how it relates to you. So keep that in mind also, okay?
Oh,
and you had that feeling that when you saw the coins, the quarter, and so on, you had a feeling that that was a connection, right, Elizabeth?
Oh, definitely.
Or Jane, yeah.
I knew.
Right.
And so you had never found anything. He'd find them all. You know, he found $20 walking on the street. I mean, you know.
That's an important thing is that you know it. You know, you feel it.
Yes.
You know it.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I hope it comes when I'm playing the piano because I used to, I was just thinking, that was a connection we had and I'd play jazz and he'd sing, you know, the old.
Oh, great.
So wonderful.
I will try.
That's a great way then to call him in.
Yes, it is.
Come here and sing with me. Yeah.
It is. It's good.
And even to prepare yourself to be in that space
true.
Of receiving.
That's true.
And getting in touch with that feeling.
Oh,
that
that's right.
Because feeling is a channel. You know,
right. That's like a meditation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You do go in another zone when I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Exactly.
I do.
Good. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you,
Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It helps so much to hear you. Thank you.
To hear you too. Thank you.
Love.
We have Shannon on from Minnesota. Thank you for waiting, Shannon.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Sure. Hello.
Hey, great.
Hi. Well, I hope the lady that you were just talking to is still listening to you because I had a reading from someone through the Forever Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just astonished. Because I was very concerned about it being over the phone, and I have never done this in my entire life. And he was spot on.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's wonderful. I do hope that Jane is listening.
Oh, I bet. That bears repeating.
No,
just to make sure she does. That's so nice. That over the phone, and it was spot on. That is wonderful.
Right.
Do you want to share anything? Or have you had any other... Anything at all that you want to share or ask or discuss?
Well, it was for my granddaughter who passed almost a year ago. And I had bought a few grief books, which is like, hey, throw these in the garbage. I just, you know, I picked up Laura Lynn Jackson's book and I was hooked. And then I saw your foundation on surviving death. So that enticed me even more because I was getting very many, many signs from her. Because we were so close. I mean, she was like my daughter. She lived with us almost her entire life. And we were always just so intuitive with each other that, you know, I mean, it was like we were just almost one person.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. But, I am not trying, I mean, I hope nobody thinks that I'm trying to plug, you know, the mediums that are...
No, that's fine.
Foundation. It's like, I mean, I thought I have got to do this after 9 months now because after being poked awake and feeling someone sitting on my bed and just, I mean, it was just one sign after another. It's like, I just want to really kind of like make sure this is like I'm not going, you know, like crazy or something. It's like,
no, that's why
so
we I went
down the list. I went down the list and I told her, I said, well, you tell me which one to pick.
That's good.
And I picked him and I had a reading with him and it was like, he was just awesome. And he's going to be on one of your shows coming up here in May.
What was his name? And then what was
his
name?
It's Dustin.
Oh, okay. Dustin. He's a wonderful guy.
Oh my God. Yes. I can't believe it. And I don't know why. Is this very normal for once you have a reading with someone like that? Because they are so, it is so personal that, you know, it's like you almost feel like a bond. I mean, is that weird to say that you almost feel like you have a bond with them or something?
Well, no, I mean, you have a connection because they made a connection to
exactly.
a loved one. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, it was incredible. That's all I can say. So for that lady that's worried about a phone one like I was too, please do not be worried because, I mean, there were things, there was no way he could have gotten it off of social media. I mean, there just wasn't.
Right.
That's great. It was authentic. Oh, that kind of thing is so healing. It's a wonderful story.
It is, and thank you for the simple fact, too. It helped, you know, the caller before yours to let her know. And I think that that's kind of the process of the way all of this works anyway. You know what I mean? This is how it works, there's always a connection. There's always a connection that comes through. And I think that that's really important. And it was great that you, you know, shared that with us. And, you know, you were getting signs, as you said, from, your granddaughter, I believe you said. And I think that's important that, you know, when you said even that you felt like the bed move or you felt like you were getting poked, those are perfect examples of what happens sometimes to different people. Not everybody, you know, will receive the same thing. Everybody, you know, it's individual, just like we're all individual. And, you know, when you're in grief, it's going to come through in their own way and how they want to share it with you. And obviously, you know, you picked up on it, you felt it, you acknowledged it and you received it. And that's something that's really important that we all need to do when we receive something from the other side is to make sure you'd let them know that, you know, thank you. You know, I received it. I got it. I got the message. Okay. And then that helps keep the connection as well.
Oh, it's almost like they're like a guardian angel. I mean, I know we don't become angels because now that I've read like all these books, it's like, you know, but yeah, one day I was driving, I had this appointment and the doctor was running late. So they're like, do you want to stay or not? And it's like, no, I think I better leave. So I was driving home and something just like that told me, turn down this road right here. I never took that road ever. It just popped into my head. It's like, wow. So I go down this road, turn the corner. My truck completely breaks down, but it broke down right into the auto zone where you would have your car fixed.
Oh, wow.
It's like, no, this is not a coincidence.
Right.
Oh, good.
You were guided.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And you see a little guidance right on time.
That's
good. Shannon. Oh, well, thank you so much. And I do so hope that
thank you, ladies.
Jane heard
thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
bye.
So
that was really a nice story too. And you know, I know she was giving kudos to one of the mediums and that was very nice. And that wasn't planned because we don't know who she is. And you know, it was really good for her to share that story too though about, you know, the connection that she had and even like the story about going down the wrong street. I mean, when we pay attention in our own way, it's amazing how we're guided. And, you know, if we realize it and we acknowledge that we're being guided, I think that opens the door even more, you know?
Yeah, and I absolutely think that. And I was thinking too about Carol and Diane, those synchronicities and the connection with what you had asked for with your mother and Diane whose experiences you were going to give us. And then the fact that Jane was concerned about, having,
a session on the telephone, and then Shannon said, I've just had one, and it was wonderful. I mean, right. Those synchronicities and meaningful occurrences are great. I love it when it happens like that.
The cooperative project.
It is.
It kind of shows us, it shows everybody the bigger picture, that this is really the way life works. You know, when we're kind of all in tune and we keep going, and this is the way it works. It's
all
really
these
amazing.
Beautiful and intricate connections in our lives.
That's true. And I wouldn't normally have asked who the medium was, only I thought she had said a name and I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to.
But it was good to say it. It's good to say who it is, you know.
Oh, sure. That was fine. Yeah.
I think was it in Surviving Death that Bob had said that 85 to 90% of the mediums going through the certification process don't get certified? Only like 10 to 15%. So is that correct, Janet? Is that
right? I don't even know if it's that high. I mean, I don't even know if there's. I mean, there's pretty many like 80-85 that don't make it through. Yes, that's correct. So I mean, and they're and they have a whole process. They do a whole process. So it's not. And I'm not any part of that. And I'm a medium, but I have no part in that. So that's what they do. And it's really. It's pretty intense from what I understand. So,
that's a public
mediums,
service. I mean, they're doing that.
Oh, right. Exactly. And most of the Forever Family mediums, they do read by phone. You know, that's how people connect. Mm-hmm. There are some that read in person, or they do Zoom or Skype or whatever that may be, but, they do go by phone. So that's really a great service, because it makes it, especially with everything that's been going on in the last year, it makes it better for everyone to, not interact in any way besides the phone.
Yes, true. Right. But you were going
to
say, Kim?
I see that we have about a minute or so left, and I would like to invite Janet to close out this evening.
Okay. Sounds good.
If you don't mind.
Yes, sure. Okay. May all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe, and may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Amen to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you all for joining us. We were
very grateful
to have you, and we look forward to meeting again on the fourth Thursday of next month.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.